Now, it's 24/6. Now, if you're a business owner and you feel like everything is getting a little bit more expensive, well, absolutely, it is the case, right? We talked about the increase of electricity prices earlier, but there's more. Mark Riggle from Milford Asset Management is with us now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Look, run us through this. What's getting more expensive?
Well, I think there's a range of things that are getting more expensive for businesses. I think, you know, we're seeing evidence from, there was a survey released today and it showed, you know, electricity prices, gas prices, yes, but, you know, a number of key categories rising at a rapid clip. And I think it would be an understatement to suggest that, you know, business input costs are rising at the fastest pace in decades. You've only got to look at key commodity prices, you know, oil, metals, timber. You know, these are up between 50 and 100% in the past year, and these are key inputs for global businesses.
I mean, commodity prices may be driving up the costs for the global manufacturers, right? But for New Zealand guys who don't tend to make stuff, what are the key issues?
Well, you know, that's right, and I think for New Zealand firms, the biggest issues are twofold, and that's transport costs and wages. So the Business NZ survey released today, you know, participants said that transport costs for imports have risen 125% since pre-COVID. So that's driving up the cost of anything we bring into the country. That includes cars, goods, building materials, right? So that's a key cost going up. And secondly, businesses are paying more for staff as well. So there was a Retail NZ wages report released today and said retail wages are up over 6%. So that's just one sector. But we know, having spoken to a range of businesses, with borders shut, the supply of labour is quite tight and businesses are having to pay up for staff.
Okay, so we can accept the costs for the businesses are rising. Is this just temporary? Which is the first question. And then the second question is, what can we expect as consumers?
Well, I think the most telling aspect of the business survey today was that 75% of businesses said they were going to pass on price rises to customers. So I think as consumers, we've got to expect higher prices going forward. You know, the question about temporary, you know, I think there's a lot of measures which are temporary at the moment. Although, you know, there's loads of issues which are kind of COVID-related. But how long is temporary? Temporary could be a few months. It might even be a few quarters. So we may have to understand that price rises could be with us for a while longer. So for the New Zealand economy, you know, demand's good at the moment. How are consumers going to react to higher prices? Are they going to bulk up paying those higher prices, or is the demand going to remain? And then for us as investors, I think we can take some comfort that businesses maybe can pass on some of those costs. So profitability isn't going to be as impacted as badly as it could be.
Yeah, Mark, that's fascinating stuff. Thanks for your expertise, man. That's Mark Riggle from Milford Asset Management.